Well, hey there. Welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the final episode in my marriage series. I was trying to fit it all in the month of June. Didn't quite make that cut. That's all right. The only person I have to answer to for these podcasts is nobody, but it's all right. I'm thrilled, so thrilled that I got to catch up with David and Michelle Nimmo, soon to be Nimmo, Michelle Markham, for the next 2 weeks. And they're going to get married July 18th here in Hendersonville at Community Church. So happy, so proud for them. Thank you so much to all my couples that have been on the show this month. This month, June. Thank you to Tom and Sandy Kintop, Darren and Kim Frank, and Daryl and Kendra Lassiter, and now David and Michelle. David and Michelle have known each other since about seventh grade. They were actually middle school sweethearts back in the late 80s in eighth grade. And now you listen to the story. All four stories, if you've heard all four, you know they are uniquely different, and David and Michelle is no exception from the stories that you've heard so far. So I encourage you, stick around, listen to their story. My interview with them is very heartwarming. My wife and I listened to it last night, and we both just love these two. They are servants. They are extremely spirit-filled and kind people, and I'm so glad that they're in my world. Here is the point of no return for David and Michelle Nimmo. All couples face the point of no return, the point where destiny is clear, and in a moment you learn that your life is over and your life has begun. She is his, he is hers, and soon the two shall be one. Some couples arrive early, while others arrive late, and sometimes this point can be realized as early as the first date. If you believe in coincidence, then this story is a buffet. But if you believe in the will of the divine, then believe me when I say that no man could have orchestrated the events that led up to this. It was God alone who can be credited for such romantic bliss. Because it was a date that wasn't a date, but really, it was. She didn't intend, he didn't intend, they were kayaking just because. They thought it would be a pleasant occasion, but in fact, they both fell to a greater persuasion. 2 hours became a day, and a day became much more. The point of no return. They were changed at the core. Their minds heard their hearts, and there would be no denying that the love between the two of them existed without even trying. That's what you call effortless. Such a blessing shared. When his love for her grew so big that it had to be shared, and its return, while significant, came as no surprise, since it had already bloomed fully in both their eyes, never to fade, never to die, never to depart. They'd passed the point of no return. United in love, they share one heart. I'm so thankful to be next to and not really part of, but just that I know about the story of David and Michelle. And let's go ahead and skip on over and hear that story. Here goes. You guys have known each other since seventh grade, is that right?
Yes,
we've been together we've known each other for quite some time.
This is David and Michelle. David Nimmo and Michelle Markham, but not for long.
Correct.
Not for Only for two more weeks. We're recording this on the 4th of July. They get married July 18th. Yes! Yes, 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 yes. So you guys were middle school sweethearts for a minute.
Well, you know, I had asked Michelle to go with me.
Yeah.
And we went to school together. I asked her to go with me, and she thought I meant from one place of the school to another. And
literally
going from one location to another together.
not on a regular basis.
Yeah, not on a regular basis. And I wasn't real clear in my request. But she went with me that day, and then I started calling her. And that's when I think she realized something was up.
He didn't mean just once, but he meant more than once.
I'm a very literal person.
It's all right. So did you at that time call Michelle your girlfriend?
You know, I don't know. I honestly, in eighth grade, you're so squirrely. I don't know what I call.
There's a lot of mystery from that era, isn't there?
Yes. A lot.
Yeah, which is interesting. You guys had a date, at least one date. More than one?
Just one.
Just one.
You went to go see a movie in Rivergate. It was cool. We don't know what movie. If you listeners can guess what movie, we'll play King Nebuchadnezzar's Dream Game with you guys. If you could guess the movie they saw.
It was 1988. Rivergate 8.
Yeah. And this would have been...
At Christmas time.
At Christmas. Okay. December of 88.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that kind of narrows it down. and this was eighth grade for you guys.
Yes.
Okay. And then once you went to high school, you were just friends.
Yeah, somehow the eighth grade relationship dissolved. We don't know how. We have no clue. None of us remember how it had, it ended up. But we were friends through high school.
Sure.
We had our lockers were next to each other for the whole time because my last name was Morrison. His was Nimmo. So
and it was a small school.
Yeah. So we were together every day until freshman year of college. We went to UT Martin.
Yeah.
We didn't have lockers then, but I still saw them.
Yeah. So you guys were freshmen together as well.
Okay. Yes.
Cool. But then you left for Lipscomb. Is that right, Michelle?
Uh-huh.
And did you?
I left for MTSU.
You left for MTSU. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys, your lives go completely apart for a long time. You both married other people. Mm-hmm. That didn't last. Okay, and we're not here to talk about that today. But then after a lot of, can I just say heartbreak for both of you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. After the ending of both of those marriages, years later, a lot of years later, what, 2013 we're talking about?
14.
13 when we...
Oh, wait, that's 13 when we...
Saw
like the re-intro.
Gotcha, yeah. When we ran into each other for the first time. You're right, 2013. Yeah.
So you're at a pizza place?
Yes.
What was the name of the pizza place?
DeSano's.
Yeah. Where is that, by the way?
It's across from Off-Broadway Shoes in Nashville.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really yummy.
DeSano's Pizza.
Yeah.
We should go there, baby.
But I saw her, and I knew it was her because she looked exactly the same.
Okay.
And
from eighth grade.
Yes. Well, not from eighth grade.
From college.
From college.
I no longer had the perm.
Yeah. No perm. But so I was like, I knew that was her. So I was like, hey, Michelle. And so we just had a short conversation and then ended up back at seeing each other again not too long after that at our 20-year reunion.
Right.
So we spoke a little bit there, had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
And so, that's how we kind of ran back into each other.
And when you saw him at DeSano's, you weren't sure if it was him or his
or
bro.
His brother.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen him in almost 20 years, so I wasn't sure.
But it didn't take, it was once he started talking.
Yeah, once he started talking, it was definitely him.
Cool. So did Facebook play a small part in y'all becoming boyfriend and girlfriend again?
Well, I was in a relationship at the time when I'd seen her earlier, and then that didn't last. But we'd become Facebook friends, and then I was single, but I was decided I was wanting to go kayaking, go on a kayaking trip. So I'd seen Michelle's pictures on Facebook because we'd become Facebook friends, and I'd started using it again. And so I thought, she is just a great person. Positive, positive, happy, interesting. I thought, that's the type of person I need to be around. So I thought,
I'll ask her. Put your best foot forward on Facebook, right? So
of course.
She's learned that I'm not like that.
Even better. So I was like, I'm going to ask her to go kayaking. And no real intentions as far as like it turning into a relationship. I just knew she was a great person to be around, and that would be a positive thing. So I hopped on Facebook because I didn't have her phone. I don't think I had your phone number or anything else. So that was the only means I had of contacting her. So I just sent her a message and said, hey, I'm going kayaking. Would you like to go?
And so I, of course, said yes and called my mom, told her what the plan was. And she instantly said, oh, my goodness. You're going to marry him. This is great. Blah, blah, blah. She had already started planning for an October wedding. Literally, like, it was August. She was planning for an October wedding.
Not long after, actually, then, she did buy a cake topper. True story. Did. This was before the engagement, before anything else. She had bought a cake topper.
Did she keep this on the down low, or was she public about the cake topper?
She wasn't public about it.
Okay.
But she was a little disappointed that she couldn't give it to me for Christmas, because we weren't engaged yet.
How funny.
She was getting a little antsy, so.
That's funny. So you guys went kayaking, mm-hmm. and what happened?
Yeah, so I picked her up at her house. We drove to the Harpeth River.
Now, hold on just a second.
Sorry.
When he picked you up, that's a big deal, right?
That's a big deal.
Why?
Because I don't like not having my car with me wherever I am. And the fun thing about that is I never once thought about my car.
Yeah.
When he picked me up, I didn't try to ask him if he wanted to take my car or if we could take my car or if I should follow him.
Yeah.
I just jumped right in without even thinking anything about it.
Did Scobie see him that day?
No, I don't think so.
She might have been asleep. It was early.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not an early riser. Okay.
This is Michelle's dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So kayaking.
Yeah.
David picked up Michelle, which is exceptional.
Yes. And
did you know it was a big deal?
No. No clue.
He also had a cooler filled with sandwiches, snacks, drinks, ice. Well, I think we picked up ice along the way, but I just had everything all stocked up, ready to go. I had our trip paid for. It was all ready. All of those things are anything that I'm ever used to or welcoming, because I would rather be the one to do all that stuff.
In charge, yeah.
He did it.
Nice. Good job.
And you didn't even say that you were doing that. You just were like, oh, maybe I'll bring some Clif Bars or something.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything like, I'll take care of that.
We just figured stuff that we need.
Yeah.
Going down the river.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So we got there. We checked in, met the people. They were really nice. I talked to one of them over the phone before. And
by the way, where were you kayaking?
Harpeth River.
Harpeth River, okay.
Yeah.
Soggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom, affectionately referred to as Soggy Bottom, and we were sitting in a kayak.
Yes.
But they gave us our kayaks. We got on a little bus that took us there, and we sat next to each other and had a somewhat awkward but not too awkward conversation. And we got to the river, and we put our kayaks in and started paddling down the river, and I don't know, 100 yards down the river, and I knew something was up.
Yeah.
Very quickly. And
yeah.
It didn't take long. It didn't take long for us to hit it off very quickly.
That's so cool.
We got stuck on a sandbar.
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
There's something making noise. I don't know what it is.
I think it's my coffee cup.
Okay. I'm sorry.
If you guys hear that.
Yeah, we got stuck immediately, and like right around the bend, we just pulled over and popped out the cooler and had some drinks and helped the passersby.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is one thing that impressed me so much. We were out on a little sandbar, and if you go to the far left of the river, there's a channel that you could go through and actually stay in your boat and keep going. Well, so people would come by through that little chute. The problem was there were branches right above it. And people kept almost getting, caught in those branches. So Michelle went over there to rescue some folks.
Yeah.
And picked up some branches. At one time, at some point, one of them broke. And I think you fell in the river.
I fell in the river. The thing was smack back and almost knocked a kid over.
But I was so amazed at how she was just, how much she wanted to help other people.
Yeah.
And that was just, it was a small example, but it said a lot of her wanting to help other people. Just cheerfully help strangers, and I just really admired that.
I'm glad you didn't think I was just trying to get away from you.
No.
That's nice. That was not the case.
Just trying to catch
you. You guys
remote.
Help me, this help guy.
Me. Drive down here, please.
He's trying to poison me with food. You got our boat stuck.
That's awesome. So after the kayak trip, who made the next move?
Oh, no. Okay, so the kayaking trip was supposed to be 2 hours.
Okay.
So it started at 9:30. And we didn't get finished until 5:30 because we kept stopping along the way to hang out. And we started handing food out to people that were going
by. Right. Yeah, at one point, we were offering, food and drink to people.
We set up our little
hammock.
We set up our little hammock and hung out there for a little while. And so the trip itself wasn't over till 5:30. And then after that, of course, you have to eat. So then we went out to Casa Vieja for our first...
Here in town?
Which is our restaurant of choice.
Yeah. Nice.
So we were there until about 9:30 or so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a all day long.
So 2 hours turned into 12.
Yeah.
Or so.
It was good. It was really good. Yeah. And I don't even remember, the next time. I don't remember what we did the next time.
Yeah, I can't. It just... We hit it off.
That was it.
Yeah.
I truly don't... Yeah.
I don't remember what happened the rest of that week. I don't know.
We met the dogs, took the dogs to a park.
Yeah, we did. He had a dog named Enzo.
Okay.
And Enzo shows up with a little tie. He was all dressed up to meet Scoby. And I was worried that Scoby's going to eat him because she doesn't like other dogs. Scoby wanted nothing to do with him. She just wanted to go play in her park. And Enzo was like, oh, crazy dog girl. What is she doing? And then...
That's good.
So,
that's
good. I don't remember when we did that.
So from the kayaking trip, that's just the point of no return. Is that David nod very quickly?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we both knew then. In the water, river, that was it.
Did you call mom the next day?
The next day, yes.
What did you say?
I don't remember, but I remember she wanted to know, and I was like, yeah. Gotta be careful not to give her too much because she'll just run with it.
So. She would go ahead and order invitations.
did you call a friend or anyone the next day?
Oh, yeah. I actually reconnected with a couple of my best friends from junior high and high school. And I'd already had it set up for that next day to meet them. Jason Cook, Jason Church, they're going to be in the wedding.
Cool.
The best man and one of the groomsmen. And so I saw them the next day, and I told them, listen, this is crazy. And I told them about how awesome Michelle was.
Yeah.
Now, I went to high school with David and one of the Jasons.
Okay.
However, he won't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Not that I'm bitter about
his memory doesn't go
at all. Anyway, yes.
But yeah, I was absolutely, absolutely enamored. And we speaking of telling people, I met her mom and sister very shortly. Like, we met each other's family very quickly. Was it the week
maybe
or the next week?
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly.
So, from back in the day, had you ever met?
I believe I had.
Okay.
Yes. It was just barely in passing.
Okay.
Because we ran track. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go.
We ran track and cross country together. So,
at
Davidson Academy.
Yeah.
So, it's very likely that they all met at some point
But
all of the ceremonies and stuff that go along with it. But
that's cool.
Sorry for interrupting.
So it was no. It was. Did you guys start formally? I mean, you never just called it. It just boom. It just happened.
Yeah. It was. That was it. That day. Yep. Let's
and
do
was
this.
Was it a week and a half or 2 weeks in? I told you that I loved you. It was.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Weeks from kayaking?
Yeah.
Maybe not even that long.
Maybe a week and a half.
It was whenever Mom and Denise had dinner with us.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell him that night, but I didn't want to be the one to say it first. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And
I was scared. I had been scared to say it because I didn't want to scare her off. You know, I didn't want to push things too fast.
Yeah.
But then at a certain point, I'm like, it is what it is.
It's true.
I just got caught like it is and just tell her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was one night Then shortly after that, he hadn't really met my dad yet.
I was scared to death to meet her dad. I was really worried. I didn't know what he was like. Or
you're a grown man. Yeah. Feeling like an eighth grader.
Yeah, feel like an eighth grader again. Like, hello, Mr. Orson. I'd like to date your daughter, please.
What he didn't know is that my dad was golden. It's Bev Taylor and that whole crew at Casa Vieja, because we were back there again. And Bev Taylor, Linda Varnado, Doug, Kathy, all of those guys were all there. Like, all the women were at one table, all the men were at another table. Yeah.
Which, looking back, it's ironic that everybody was there at that time. It was so funny that when I was there with your family and meeting your dad for the first time, that a lot of the folks that are important to you are also there in the other room.
Yeah. Not planned.
Yeah, not planned.
Not by humans, anyway.
That's right. That's right. So he meets Bev Taylor. The first 5 seconds of him, she throws her big black panties at him.
Yeah.
And he just kind of takes it in stride, puts it in his pocket like it's no big deal, keeps talking to everybody like a big whooping. So those two have been BFFs since.
Yes, she's fantastic.
Love you, Bev Taylor.
Yes, a warm welcome. I received a very warm welcome. But so it was so great to meet a lot of the people that were important to Michelle, and it became very clear to me that she was important to them so very much. Because I would get almost interrogated, not in a negative way,
right?
But I was getting sized up by many, many people. I remember Doug shaking my hand, and he was looking at me. You know, Doug's a super nice guy, but he was kind of giving me the look. His shake was a little firmer than it typically is, and he was kind of looking down a little bit at me. Okay. So he was giving me the protective eye to let me know. You know.
And the super awesome thing about all of that is that David took all of it in stride. Like meeting my dad, I knew he was nervous about that, but, you know, he met him. You know, my dad is a very loving, easygoing kind of character, and just really, you know, just wanted to make sure that David felt comfortable. And then he met some of my other, my sister and niece and nephew, and all those guys were there too. But he just, like, it was just like him being welcome home, you know?
I felt perfectly at home from the very beginning. But Michelle surrounded herself with great friends, great family. So that made it really easy to just come in and feel right at home.
And that, like, I remember when I was going to the bathroom and saw that all those guys were there, I remember going back in there and was like, let me borrow you for a second. And I brought him in there. And later on, I looked back at that thinking, that was scary. I should not have done that. Like, had somebody done that to me, I would have been like, whoa, you're wanting me to meet who? Like, what?
Yeah.
And he just was like, okay, let's go. Like, it was no big deal. And not just met everybody and just really, I just was all apart for the ride. You know, just
that's awesome.
Bring it.
That's awesome. So, did you have a church already?
Oh, okay, no. So, you know, right before I met her, I felt like, you know, if I could, best way to describe it, I turned back toward God.
Okay.
Just trusting Him with things. And one of the things I'd been wanting was a church.
Right. Home,
and I had not found one. So Michelle invited me to church.
Oh, boy.
And, oh my gosh, I was so blown away.
Right.
So blown away. Because honestly, theologically, and kind of the way services go, then I'm kind of picky. And on some things in life, I'm not that picky, but I'm just...
Yeah.
I felt I was probably kind of a little picky in that area. I was blown away. Loved it. Loved music. Loved the sermon. Loved the people and how genuine it was and warm it was. And it was just real.
Do you remember when did you visit for the first time?
It wasn't shortly after... Shortly after we started.
Maybe in September.
Yeah.
So September. Fall of 13 some point. Cool.
14.
Fall of 14.
Oh, yeah. Fall of 14. Okay.
I think, did George sing Redeemed that first day?
Goodness. One of the first.
Or one of the first times we went, George sang Redeemed. Blew me away.
Yeah.
Blew me away.
You're about to be a stepmom.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
First time you met the kids.
Yeah.
First time I met them, my mom and dad were living on the lake and had a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And David's daughter loves swimming pools. So he was going to bring them over to go swimming.
And as a side note, 7-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Yeah.
10-year-old son, Orman.
Yeah. Yes.
So they came over and you know, what's not to love about a house with a swimming pool? So they immediately just started swimming, and it was like no big deal. And I quickly learned that Ormond does not like having his picture taken. So, and my mom and dad had a hot tub there also, and we have our first, I guess, family picture taken there, and we're in the hot tub, and Ormond just, he didn't want any part of that. So there's a picture of a foot. I was like, at least just put your foot in there. You don't have to put your head in there.
So it's, foot, yeah.
And Mariana, David, and me.
Yeah, it was great. Oh,
funny.
But they had a fantastic time. Yeah, and they, I knew they would love Michelle.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I had always thought about for someone who I wanted to spend my life with, I wanted them to be, you know, is this somebody I would want Mariana to grow up to be like?
Yeah.
Or is this someone I would want, the type of person I would want Ormond to marry, to kind of set that standard, and I knew it was absolutely yes on both those accounts, and I knew they would love her. I had no doubt about that.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You're just wanting me to cry. That's all there is to it.
But they do. They adore her.
And they're really good kids. They both have great big hearts. I mean, look at this. There's a box because we've been moving, you know.
Yeah.
All of Mariana's boxes are decorated. They've got hearts, and there's a one of picture of, you know, Mariana and Daddy, and you know all these different fun little things like that. I mean, they're both just really good, smart, very intelligent, creative, fun-loving kids for sure, no doubt. But Mariana has asked me what she's supposed to call me once we get married. I don't know.
That's Rain. Oh, that's Rain. Sweet. Okay. So you said, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably nothing bad.
Well, and what was so neat, you know, fast forward quite a bit till just recently where we went on a trip to the lake. We were driving back from the lake and we had the windows down, we had the music on, and we were all singing and laughing and goofing off and telling jokes. And I was like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that was just really, really special.
Yeah.
I also had my face caked with makeup because Mariana learned how to put makeup on me using my makeup. So I could only see so much because my lips were caked
together.
That's awesome.
But it was fun. It was a good, very good trip.
That's good. Very good trip. One thing that I've been asking all the couples, I can't really ask you because you're about to be married, and I've been talking to couples that have been married for a long time, so I'll tweak it for you guys. What do you want to remember right now so that in 10, 20, 30, 40 years you can possibly go back and listen to this and say, oh yeah, I'm so glad I said that. What do you guys want to remember about this moment? What's the most important thing?
One thing that I am terrifically bad at is just go, 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 go. Like, get stuff done. Like, I've got a project, I'm going to work on it until it gets done. And one thing that David has really been good about has been, like, making me slow down enough where we just take time to enjoy just ourselves, even in the midst of all the chaos going on, like taking a break. And at first it was like, we don't have time for a break. Like, we've got all to do. And, but he's been very good about making sure that we remember to take time for just us.
Yeah.
And even though everybody's got an opinion and an idea, whatever, it comes back to what do we want for us? And I think that's something I want to make sure that, that we keep going and doing.
And making that a focus and a priority.
That's good. That's good.
I know that's not, can't always be like that, but just to try to remember to do that.
Yeah. So. That's perfect. That's perfect. So you guys are getting married in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When I pray, what should I tell God? What should I ask God?
For your marriage.
Oh, for the marriage. Okay. I thought she meant for the wedding. I was like, that we'll be able to relax and enjoy it and not be stressed. It's important. And I know we will. But for the marriage.
Yeah, for the marriage.
To, I think, enjoy the peace and the happiness and the joy that we've had so far. To just maintain that, to continue that, to build on that.
Just always being remembered, always be grateful for, I mean, that everything that where we are right now.
Yeah.
The way that everything has progressed and the way that things have all come into play, the fact that we have a home for the four of us and Scobie, just all of it, just, I mean, the amount of, just how, I don't know how to explain it, but just the gratitude that I have right now for us and for our lives, the way that it is, that
that's
something that always
exists.
And I think the pain that we both experienced in the past is now used as a source of gratitude because we're so thankful that we don't take it for granted. That if it had just been something early on, it was just kind of the next thing, and you met each other and you got married and da-da-da, you may take it for granted because you don't know. But I think that's one thing that we don't ever do is take it for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's huge. They're going gaga, looking at each other right now.
Sorry.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you.
You know, what you don't get when you listen to the recording, and I try to make visual references to what I see, what I observe there, with their body language and their expressions and what they're doing. But I would love to hire or request a photographer to come with me and just photograph, or maybe even a videographer, film the interview experience, because there's so much, as you could imagine. There's no small amount of body language and just the way that couples look at each other. I'm going to sound like such a sap, but it is so cute. It is so sweet. And David and Michelle were great examples of that fact. You heard their story. You heard where they are, and you heard what they want. Right now, if you're in the kitchen, office, car, class, home, whatever, go ahead and pause, and we're going to pray for David and Michelle's marriage. Dear God, thank you so much for this couple. Thank you so much for bringing them so far, God, through heartbreak and through awful times, to such a time of richness and bounty and blessing. Thank you so much for their story and for how inspiring it is, Father. God, I ask that the gratitude that they have right now will just recycle and remain and come back again and again throughout the life of their marriage, Father. God, thank you so much for bringing them together, and for bringing them together in the way that you have and that you did. Thank you so much for the support network that both of them have on both sides, Father. Their parents, their church, and even their hobbies, Father, even their hobbies. Thank you so much for David and Michelle, Father, for the last 2 weeks of their engagement, Father. Just surround them with yourself, with your Holy Spirit. Surround them with friends, Father, and with health and with strength, Father, as Michelle prepares to become a stepmom to Orman and Mary Elise, Father. Thank you so much for bringing them together, Father. I just pray, as she becomes a stepmother, that you bless her with every advantage, every strength, Father, and that it is a smooth transition for them. Thank you so much for David and Michelle. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm still having difficulty getting that daughter's name right. I think I might have just messed it up. I'm so sorry, guys, if I did. Listen, This is number four. If this is the first one that you've heard and you're a sucker like me for love stories, then I encourage you to go back and listen to the Kintops story, the Franks story, and or the Lassiter's story. All four stories are very unique and very wonderful. All have been a huge blessing to me. It's really neat because I feel like as a husband and as a father, each story has given me another tool, another blessing that I can bring to my family and to my relationship with my wife, Leah. And maybe you feel the same way. If you do, let me know. That'd be cool. Listen, we've had themes for April. We've had themes for May and June. I really don't have a theme for July. I thought that I was going to, but I'm not. So I'm kind of freed up to do whatever. If you thought, hey, Jason should write a poem about whatever, let me know. Obviously, I love stories. I love people. I love hearing people's stories. That is the funnest thing for me to do as a podcasting poet. So if you are in the middle of a story or if you know of a story, let me know. My email address is spokenwordsaint@gmail.com. Email it to me. You know how to find me on Twitter, on Facebook, or you can just leave a comment right here on bringbackthepoetry.com. That would be wonderful. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Five seconds of him, she throws her big black panties at him.